Well, we're back in BM&G, and I've got something pretty cool to show you today. At least I hope y'all will think it's cool. I definitely think it's cool. So, we have one vehicle. There are no other vehicles. We'll leave that off for now. I have two things to show you today. One, and they kind of go hand in hand. One is a custom vehicle spawner that has some features to it. And two is more work way to work with AI, including presets. So, this vehicle selector screen has three screens. I'm going to just take this filter off for a second. You'll see why I had that on in a moment. I can home, end, page up, and down. I can right arrow, I can hit enter to spawn. I can hit left arrow. I can hit tab. So I'm at the bottom. I can change where. So if I hit, I can, first of all, if I hit W, so this one's behind this one, which is behind this one, which is to the right of this one. And I will take this one, which is the first one. And put it to the left of the current vehicle, which is me. And then all these vehicles would be spawned when I hit space. The interface closes. You see, if I move the camera, I'll turn it around. I can go back in here and do certain things. So this is all of the vehicles that are in the world, and it didn't speak the label. So that's a little bit buggy, but the Autobello Piccolina Street is mine. So if I hit Control A, I will select all of them. I don't want to do anything to all of them, just all but mine. So I'm going to hit Enter to unmark mine. If I hit V now, it turns all their engines off. Okay, so if I close the interface with F11 or F9, or escape, I can press F10. Now, I can do a few things. I can select stuff. So that is because that's the vehicle scan. I'm pressing shift and numbers. I can select this one, unselected, by pressing shift and two, and so shift and a number will toggle. So what I can do is I can take this one. So we're gonna select none. So we're gonna select the odd ones, two, four, Oh, sorry. I hit control, which sets the target. I don't mean to do that. So I'm going to do 2. 4. 6. Oh, there's not 6. So I'm going to tell them to go on a random. That did not work. Let me try to tell them to follow me. Oops. There they go. That one's having some trouble. It doesn't know where to go. That guy pulls up beside me. So if I turn my engine off, you'll hear him better. He's right there. Now these guys. These guys are idiots. I think they may be stuck on each other. By the way, you'll notice I can tab through my vehicle scan results. If I hit F9, then control tab, it'll put the vehicle scanner target on the nearest one. So I know now that if I go. He's trying to turn to keep up with me. But what I really wanted to show you. I'm going to take all these vehicles. I'm going to go back into the vehicle selection screen. Don't hit me. You're going to hit me. You hit me. Nice. So, what I can do is go back in here, F11. So the vehicle list is the spawn, is the list of stuff to be, this is the list of configurations that you're going to be spawning. This is the to be spawn. So these are like what's in the queue. So the first list is like what you fill the queue from. This is the queue. So there's nothing in the queue. Then the third list, this is what's in the world. So I'm going to select everything except mine. I'm going to mark mine, because they're all gone now, look. I'm going to mark mine, and I'm going to reload it. So now I should be straight. Now, let's go back to the filters with F11, then F. Oops, I was on the wrong, I was on the wrong screen. We're going to check this, hit enter. So, when we write arrow, so there's only one, we're going to spawn this. We're going to spawn this. We're going to spawn this. And we're going to go behind? Myself? You're going to go behind? Him. You're gonna go. behind him. So it goes, even though I'm not in this list, because I already exist in the world, imagine that the current vehicle is first in the list. So when I read this, that's going to go behind me, the Vroom Vroom. That's going to go behind this guy. Then this next one is going to go before that guy. This one's going to go before that guy, or behind that guy. When I spawn these now, if I move the camera outside and then I turn it around, oops, you will now, if I move, if you will hear, there they all are, right? You hear them. I'm going to move my fucking ass, my camera, way up here. Now, I'm going to activate a preset. No, you don't have to go into the AI and select a bunch of stuff to activate a preset. You just use Alt and a number. And the number that I'm going to use is Alt 5. AI. You'll see what happens. So they are all coming after my ass. Now I can find out who's closest. He's keeping up easily. Well, he can't keep up. Oh shit. No. Okay, I need to move. Before that happens. I'm fucked. It's easier to do. Okay, I'm gonna disable all of them. So let's actually reload all of the vehicles. So I'm gonna press F9 or F11. I'm gonna press Control A, then R. Now, I'm going to do, so they should not turn on their sirens this time, even though they are all police. That's reserved for the police mode. I'm going to do, Alt 3, which is Tour of Destruction mode, which is, everybody is out for the guy in front of him. He can hear him there. Oops. That guy's damaged. Fuck off. let's try this again.
AI.
Oops.
AI. AI disabled. Vehicle spotter. Vehicle spotter. Vehicle speed. Vehicle 17,700. All four vehicles. Remaining four vehicles.
Let me get some distance. Let me get some distance. And then I'm gonna use
first
gang mode, which is like they all try and kill me. So some of these cars aren't that great. They'll take a minute to catch up, but they're coming. If I put that one guy's way, way behind. Okay, fuck it. Let's do this. First of all, I'm tired of this stupid car because it handles worth a fuck all. Fuck all of you. Okay. I'm gonna get myself in some something good, I think. We're gonna remove the police filter. So I want a DCT. I don't want to drive manual right now. I want to be able to fucking go fast. I'll get one of those. And I'm gonna spawn them. Jesus Christ. I've never been in this one before. Is this supposed to fucking be like that? Okay. I'll tell you what, motherfuckers.
AI.
I'll tell you what. Come get me.
Whoever's touching 6 vehicles.
Come get me, bitches! These motherfuckers are cooking.
See if that helps catch up.
You know what? Fuck all of you.
AI.
Wait, no, I didn't want to do that. Will you try and start yourselves up if I shut you off?
Wait.
No, it won't even let you turn them off if the AI has them on. So if I
AI. AI, select the DDKJ disable. Default auto close. DDKJ0KZLG4, sort of default auto close. Corrupt SDR4 is on DDD, sort of right, southwest, camera ordered.
Bitch!
Corrupt SDR4 is on DDD, sort of. AI. Zero, new, camera ordered. Default auto DDKJ0KZLG4. Default list is available at 22 configuration, 7135. The response is empty. Default list is available.
I told y'all.
So that's still 18, it's available at carrier response by 26 configuration, 7135. The response is empty.
Okay, something's wrong with that. Oh, that one went off. Okay. Question being, I think if I now that guy started himself up. Now some of these do stagger, and that's on purpose. So this may still there may be still some bugs here. But this guy's fucked. I don't know what the fuck his deal is. That guy just got my controller is vibrating like a motherfucker. With that guy selected. Something's goofing up here because I can't switch. So yeah, that's pretty much what I got to show you. AI presets, AI manual selection stuff, and a new custom vehicle spawner.